Learning to read has not just to do with speech, but also with the ability to recognize and memorize regular patterns among the letters that make up words, according to a new study on baboons. New results show that monkeys identify specific combinations of letters in words and detect impossible patterns, a capacity that certainly existed before speech. How do humans learn to distinguish between correctly and incorrectly spelled words? What mechanisms allow them to recognize, in just a few hundred milliseconds, that animal is a word, but azimal is not? It was long thought that this capacity developed from spoken language. After all, children learn spelling based on the oral language skills that they have already acquired. For example, putting M and A together to make the sound ma, D and A to make da, etc. Understanding spelling thus seems closely related to speech. However, Jonathan Granger and his team of researchers at the Cognitive Psychology Laboratory, Marcielle University, have now challenged that theory through a study carried out on baboons. Their experiment consisted in showing the monkeys words made up of four letters on a touch screen. The baboons were taught to press an oval shape if the word was spelled correctly, or a cross if it was not, and were rewarded with a piece of cereal for each right answer. In just a few days, and after several thousand tries, the baboons learned to distinguish English words like bank from similar non-words like jank. More surprisingly still, after memorizing the spelling of several dozen words, the baboons gave right answers for words they had never seen before. This suggests that they did not memorize the overall shape of the words, although they certainly would have the ability to do so. According to the researchers, the monkeys could detect and memorize regular patterns in the organization of words. They were able to learn frequent letter combinations in English words, and thus detect irregularities, such as letters that are not in their usual place. Granger thinks that the baboons learned to tell the real words from the fakes by using the frequency of letter combinations within them. They learned which combinations were most likely to be found in real words and made their choices accordingly. They had gathered the statistics of English without any knowledge of the language itself. As far as humans are concerned, these results suggest that reading is based, at least in part, on our capacity to perceive and memorize regular patterns in the components, letters, of an object, the written word. This ability, neither specifically human nor specifically linguistic, most certainly preceded spoken language in the history of human evolution. After all, written language is only around 5,000 years old, and the fact that this is so tells us that we can develop the abilities to read and write very quickly. In fact, in the 19th century, when the Cherokee Indians of North America finally invented a writing system for their spoken language, they started learning and using it within a single generation.